Time for the birthday scam. Going to call up Michael, who recently booked reservations at a hotel. Had a friend who works there do it, actually. Under the guise that he's related to her, we call as the manager of the hotel, say we've busted him because he got a discount, family discount, which he's not really.
This is Michael. Can I help you?
Mike, hi. Doug Harris, manager at Resort and Conference Center.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Just following up, I see we've got you booked in Saturday.
Right.
For a reservation.
Uh-huh.
And we have you at the discount family rate.
Right.
I just wanted to follow up and find out what your relation is and what the family member is so we can verify the discount.
It's Rosalia.
Mm-hmm. And are you related to her?
Yeah, stepbrother.
You know, I hate to contradict you, but I talked with her about that, and you're not really her stepbrother now, are you?
No, sir.
No. And I know she was trying to do you a favor, and but I'm afraid we're not going to be able to book you in on that.
Okay.
And so what we're going to have to do is bump you for a full-paying customer for that room.
Okay, well, how much is a full-paying customer pay?
Well, it's $135, because I think we had you in for half that, right? $67.50?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $135 for a room.
Okay.
But we'll have to find another date for you. We already went ahead and booked it to somebody else.
Shit.
Pardon me?
Oh, I said to myself. I'm sorry.
Better be to yourself.
What?
I got to tell you, I don't appreciate you trying to go around me and sneak in here on a discount rate that's reserved for family.
I wasn't trying to sneak anything.
Well, what do you call it? And then you lie to me when I call you.
Well.
And then I come to find out I talked to a guy in reservation, one of my men, and that you were trying to bring in your own alcohol and throw a party in there.
Well, it's a two-bedroom. It was only going to be another couple.
I shouldn't let you know that I had to suspend Rose without pay because of this incident.
Jesus.
I hope you're happy.
Well, no, I mean, that's not, you know, if she thought she was going to do me a favor, I don't really.
Well, I don't blame her. I mean, it's you. Using your friendship with her to put her in a position like that. Cheapskate.
And what is your name?
Doug.
Okay, thank you.
Well. Doug.
This is Michael. Can I help you?
Not only am I going to suspend Rose, I'm going to pull her pants down and spank her. And when I get done with her, I'm going to come over and spank you. So get your pants down and be prepared.
Who is this?
Rose wanted us to call. It's Dean and Raj, the birthday scam.
This isn't funny.
It is funny.
My God.
Yeah, yep, yep. Everything's cool. She just thought it would be funny to come and give you a hard time about it for your birthday.
Jesus. I was so worried I had cost this poor girl her job.
I know. It was kind of cruel. That was her idea, too, the suspension. The spanking we made up.
The spanking, I don't mind, but losing her job, you know? Jesus.